item is Timothy S. Elder, three parcels and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 367B.
This is a request to create three parcels with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The proposed lots would be 0.82 acres, 1.64 acres, and 6.88 acres. The owner's proposing to create a right-of-way over an existing lane. Could approve it as submitted or require an application for a public hearing. If it is approved as submitted, you should stipulate that any further subdivision would require a public hearing. The site did go to a public hearing back in ...2004, and it received preliminary approval May 26 of 05, and the preliminary approval expired.
How many lots was approved?
Three. Just like this is growing.
With the same plan, more or less?
Yes.
The same plan, but it did go to a public hearing last time?
It did go to a public hearing, and the preliminary approval expired, and there were no requests for any time extensions.
But it is the same plan.
Yes.
It's sort of like a time extension.
The same requirements, though, run with this type of approval, or in other words, if we approve it at this level, is it a one-year approval with the requirement to come back for time extensions, or is it?
Well, if you approve it like this, they could just give us an entrance or a letter of no objection from DelDOT.
Right. How long do they have to do that? Forever, I guess.
As a policy, we do it like for a year, okay. Same as a subdivision.
Same as that. That's what I was getting at. Same as a subdivision.
I remember going out there with Mr. Allen. No, it was Mr. Allen. It might have been Mr. Gordy, or it could have been Mr. Lynch. I can't remember, but there was a lane the day we went out there because Mr. Allen had me drive all the way to the back. Imagine that.
It shows up on survey, too. There.
Yeah, the lane is there.
Okay. I'm just not remembering why it went to a public hearing the first time.
How do you get to lot three? How do you get there?
Yeah. Off that cul-de-sac.
Okay, I guess lot three comes up to that little corner.
Comes right up in there.
So you have to cross that tax ditch?
Sure looks like it. That's where the lot comes up.
The property line is the center line of the tax ditch.
The bearing.
Right here. It runs.
But yeah, we still have to get over
to put it down there to the close there.
Go across the ditch.
So you have to access it like that.
Oh, okay.
Like Crunky, across the ditch to get there.
I have to get approval to do that too.
Mr. Chairman, since my understanding of what Mr. Abbott's relayed to us, this is essentially exactly the same plan as went to a public hearing without any deviations. My motion for this request of Timothy S. Elder to create three parcels and a 50-foot right-of-way is for approval as submitted with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require a public hearing.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Timothy S. Elder, three parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 367B with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?